find in the parasha of Tzitzis two extremes. Mitzad echod, gevaldike zachen are brought in Chazal, the menachos and the medrashim that Tzitzis is shkula to tarayag mitzvahs. Rashi comes down in the parasha of the gematrias already. Gemara says Menachos, the Baal Turim brings down over here with a slightly different girsa of Kol HaZor B'mitzvah Tzitzis Zeichav Roya Pnei Shechina. Might say some portion of the pasuk. It says the Schatim, it's called Shteta, everything, it's called Mitzvah, everything Kedoshim. Chazal were Maflag Mamash in the mitzvah of Tzitzis, and you see that it's Mamash Pasuk Shad. Rashi brings it down on the Chumash that it's Shkula Ketayag Mitzvahs. That's what I thought. And then together with it is the other extreme. State in Rashi that there are two sarsurei chet, there are two miraglim which constantly search out chet for a person. There's the ayin which looks, and there's the leib which is chomit. Rashi says, Ashatim zoinim achareim, says the Sforno, zoinim is a lashon of znus. It's like chas v'shalom, a person is mezana tachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's his lashon. When a person is lets himself go after his heart and his eyes, so it's like he's being mezana tachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the lashon of the Sforno, azah sharf lashon. The kitzur, all in one klein parasha over here, two extremes, mamish mitzad echod, shkulu k'neged kol mitzvahs, and if chas v'shalom not, the other extreme, gorv l'susurach l'vavchem, ashatam zeyrim achem, two extremes. And it's one of these mitzvahs that l'maisa, we do it every day, and it's a mitzvah t'midius. So nice, it's something that we're doshba capable of, we're mezalzel in it, because it's part of our regular clothing. And shteitan the parashep is two gevalde extremes of possibilities for aliyah. Like Rashi says, everything is oizke cheshmet, every kesher and every string is oizke cheshmet, that it should be connected with machevor, with sagidov. And mitzad sheni, the other extreme, we don't find the surach levach hachayim in any of the mitzvah in the Torah. Punkt in the mitzvah of tzitzis, we don't find it not by mezuzah, not by tefillin, and not by teira, and not by peya, not by leket, and not by punk in the middle of tzitzis. L'surach levach achrayin eichem. The dove noyer takut. What's the pshat in that? The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says in this week's parsha that on Rashi says l'surach levach achrayin eichem means the lashon of losor comes from the beginning of the parasha from the raglim, that a person has spies that go out and look for averus. The einayim look for averus. The lev looks for averus. The lashon of the Aruch Chaim is like this: pirish hanigla hidavar she'ayin chafetz boy. That which is revealed, that which is outside, the eye is attracted to it. The eye is attracted to a sheinazach. The cheshek is when he wants it. Who mitzvahs hamelech and the tziva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asoyz hefech harotzon hativi v'shino ariv hamaragish. Let me explain what he's saying. He's saying that the inyan of lezurach levav hachayin eichem is a person naturally is drawn to the nigla, to what he sees. A person sees a nice car, a person sees a nice suit, a person sees a nice piece of cake. Halloy, most of the effort that's put in is all in shame, right? It's the packaging. What's the idea of the packaging? What's the difference? The thing behind it is the same piece of what he calls the territory, because it draws the eye. The eye is drawn to the Aruch Chaim, to Nigla. The eye is drawn to Chitzenis. That's the way it is. Everything that we are drawn to in Olam Hazeh, were drawn to the chitzayin of Shabbat. That the ayin is nimshach and the lev is chaymid, the Rechaim is teaching us, is because the nigla is davar sha'ayin chafet vay. What's the eye drawn after? Because it looks kishmak. It has a shein of chitzayin, it has a shein of packaging, right? If you would have a piece of 7-layer cake that would look like parva soya schnitzel. Tell us before if you can picture it. What? Is when you would go to a kiddush, the other wouldn't jump on it. Why not? That's what the Aruch Haim is saying. I can imagine. We have to make an experiment once to try it. But that's the mistum. It's not like that. Is the pshat is because hanigla udavar sh'ayin chafetz boy. Everyone understands that part of the gishmak in a very tifa oifin, the gishmak that we get out of a zach is the way it looks, is the way we're drawn to the thing. So it's the chitainis of the zach. The pnimius of the zach is nothing. Right? The pnimius of the zach is nothing. All the chitainis are the things that everyone looks to buy in the world, all the consumer goods, right? Why the marshal do they come out with every year a new car? But they put wheels, take a box, put wheels on it. Without motor, with a hole for gas. I'm not saying you should have electric windows, power steering, ABS, and safety seats, and everything else. And Disney, everything. Housing, everything. Housing in the car. Whatever you want. What if this every year changes the way it looks? What's the charm of that, by the way? Every year there's new suits, every year there's new hats. You see the battles here on the poster boards between Firster and other things. And different styles of that can age higher or lower. Ever go into hat schools for higher or lower? That brings wider. What's the challenge? What's the difference? Why do they come out every year with a new thing, a new style? Is the pshat is because they know the pasuk of Surah Chayil of Avarech. They know that a person is drawn after the chitainis and the way it looks is what draws. That's why the person buys the thing. That's why the person acquires the thing. So the whole world we live in, the whole bria we live in, is a world of chitainis. It's nikla. And the eye is drawn to the chitzonius. So there are two cycles of life in the world. There's a cycle of chitzonius, which kemat everybody in the world is busy with. It's one bria. And then there's another bria which has no connection b'chlal to that world, and that's the world of pnimius. There's no connection at all between the two things. Right? The pnimius of a new car, which shines and glitters, right? The premiums of a new car, not the premiums, there is no premiums, right? So it's chitzonius without premiums. When you go past the store at night, right, you go to New York and there's all types of light to shine, right? What's the idea behind it? The idea is because they know that people are nimshach achar nigla. It's not because people are stupid, it's apostate. A person is nimshach after chitzonius. But there's no premiums there. And then there's a world of premiums, which are no shachat chitzonius b'chal. There's an internal world where things have a mitzias be'etzim, where things have be'etzim connected to ruchnius. And the two worlds are not connected to each other. It's two brias. There's a zabri and there's a zabri, and they have nothing to do with each other. Unfortunately, most of the bria lives in a chitzonius world. Achara nigla, after the outer shine. The inyan of tzitzis is to remind ourselves every day that there's premiums in the world. On two levels. On one level, says the Sfasemes in many places, the Lashon of Tzitzis, says Rashi over here in the Parsha, comes from the Lashon of Meit Tzitz Min Acharakim. Kadosh Baruch Hu looks in. The word Tzitzis means to look in, to look deeper, to look behind. The Guf is a Levush for the Neshama. The Guf is a Levush for the Neshama. If we would look at the guf as being a levush of the neshama, so we would understand that the ikr is the neshama, not the guf, right? When you see a guy wearing a coat, guy comes in, he's wearing a long winter coat covered up completely. So what do you say shalom aleichem to the coat or to the guy wearing it? You never saw a guy say shalom aleichem to the coat. How are you? Where are you from? Where were you made? Which store you came from? What's up, right? But why not? That's the ikr adam, no? How he's dressed and what he's wearing. Those are the men shalein. The territory is there's a coat and there's a man behind the coat. That's posh, right? I wasn't mechadish anything. Is the emes mitzias of a person is not as guf. The guf is a levush. There's a letter in Ali Shur later on in the end of Chelek Aleph, there's a letter from the Alter from Alter from Kelm. Somebody passed away, and he wrote to the family a letter of Nechama. They have nothing to be mitzvah about, because La Mita Shel Dover, when somebody passes away, it means it's taking off one coat and putting on another. That's all it means. That's all that happens. We're very far from that darga. We don't, certainly don't live with the hargosh of that darga, that the guf is nothing more than a levush for the neshama, and the ikr is the neshama, and the levush is only a hechatimtza, an outer covering. But the inyan of the tzitzis is on the levush. The inyan of the tzitzis is to remind a person that the levush, it's a simon on the levush to remind a person to be meitzitz, to look behind the scene, and look behind the levush. And that's why the tzitzis is dafka on the levush, as a simon of the guf of a person, which is the levush of the neshama. To remind the person that there's a simon takilu, I'll say it in a za'oif, and this is the way I understand it. It could be, I'm saying this without a chrayis. A zach which is be'etzem, you don't need to put a simon on it. Like, what are you putting a simon on it? When you put a simon on something, which is a tzitzis, so what you're saying is, this is not the natural thing, this is something unusual, this is a simon, this is something exterior, this is not the zach itself, I'm making a simon on it. Is the purpose of the simon on the beged is to show that it's not be'etzem part of you, it's an exterior thing, it's something coming from the outside. And it's coming to symbolize that the guf is also something on the outside, it's not the etzem zach itself. There's something much deeper behind it. And that's the, Sasana says in many places, that the etzem inyan of tzitzis is to remind the person that his whole metzias is nothing more than a levush, which is an exterior thing, and the ikr is his pnimius, and the ikr is in the shama. That's the lashon of tzitzis, to be meitzis, to look behind the scenes, to look behind the chitzenius, to look behind the chitzenius in ourselves, and the neila, to look behind the chitzenius in everything else in the bria. Another aspect of meitzis, to look behind, is what Chazal say, tcheles doimil yam, yam doimil rekiya, rekiya doimil kisei hakovid. That when a person sees the tcheles, he should remind himself that behind it is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's also a gewisse zach of meitzit. In front of me I see tcheles, I see blue, what do I see? I see the yam. The yam is the shemayim, but behind everything is the kisei hakovid. That's also a part of being able to see behind the chitzayin is meitzit men amachrakim, to look behind, to be meitzit. Tzitzis is to look behind the chitzayin, to look at the pnimius. So on one hand, to look at the pnimius in every person, to look at the pnimius behind the levush, to look at the pnimius behind the guf, we're putting a simen on the guf to know this, you know, this is the guf, there's something else besides that. And then to look at the pnimius in the bria, to see that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything. That's what the Gemara means, they call a zar v'mitzvah tzitzis, zeicha v'roya p'nei Hashchina. It's not some a prize. No, that's the mitzias of mitzvah tzitzis. The mitzias of mitzvah tzitzis is that you're seeing the Shechina. So it's not the pshat, it's called a zar v'mitzvah tzitzis, zeicha v'roya p'nei Hashchina, but they gave up psa scharaza. No, the word is, mitzvah tzitzis is to see the Shechina. Mitzvah tzitzis is every day to remind ourselves that there's a pinimius behind the chitzenis. We live in a chitzenis, the girl. We live in a world of Pierre Cardin. What's his name? Is that him anymore?
No.
No, he's not. Shishiv Shagai. Shishiv Shagai is 25 years ago. Yeah, that was a big thing. But who's in now?
Ralph Lauren.
Yeah. What?
Is
Yeshivisha?
I don't know if he's. I believe Jewish. I think he's
Ralph Lauren.
I buy my suits locally. Yeah, is the pshat is we live in the world of pure chitzonius, and as much as we're schlepped after the nigla, like the Or HaChaim says, is we're living without a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when a person lives with zor b'mitzvah tzitzis, is the pshat is he's zeicha v'rei Kodesh Baruch Hu, because he sees a Kodesh Baruch Hu every day. He sees behind the levush in himself. He sees behind the levush of the bria. He sees the kisei hakovid behind the yam. It's a different look at the world. I always say, come out every week. I say it again. So we have two extremes here. We have loisa surah elavavim achareinechem. There's nothing in between. Unfortunately, I always say, we're looking all for a little bit of this and a little bit of that. There's nothing in between. It's either like a surah ilavavim achareinechem, either a person lives chitzoniyazdik and he only sees the outside and he only sees the things that glitter the neon lights that shine and draw him in, right? Naturally. It's a Noyde Kazakh. When you go down a street and one store has these Sukkot decoration lights which are shining and the other ones don't, which one do you go into? You go into the one that's shining, right? Everybody, I can take a test of any of you, 99% will go, what's up? That's cheaper pricey, it's better stuff, what's up? Because we're Chitzenizdik. We go after that glitters. That's what's the Surah Ilavaf Echreinecha. We go after the Nigla. We live Chitzenizdik lives. We don't look for Pnimius. We're drawn after the Chitzenius. So there are taka only two extremes. There's an extreme of Surah Ilavaf Echreinecha, where a person lives after his Chitzenius. And then there's the other of Metis Menachrakim, to look inside, and then there's a matzav of Tariag Mitzvahs, and Kilu Kibul Sashchina, and Ischartem. Because the word is, when a person is living plugged into Pnimius, that opens up a whole world of Ruchnius to the person. Of a state that all a person needs is a little bit of a reminder. It doesn't say you have to go 40 days to the Kaisel, and doesn't say you have to fast 40 days. Put on sittis. Remind yourself a little bit. What it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling me, you're all holding by it. You need a shtickle reminder. We need a reminder, we're human beings. And with a shtickle reminder, with a shtickle kavana, with a shtickle shem yichud, we could walk over that line. Chazal say that Ein Ben Gan Eden L'Gehenem Kichut HaSayr. Why is there only a Chut HaSayr? Because there is nothing in the middle. There's no man's land in the middle. There's no neutral ground in the middle. Either a person goes after Pnimius, a person goes after Chitzenius. And a person can pick which world he will lives in. And with a little bit of Kavana, with a little bit of looking behind the scenes, we can be Zeichen Gewaltige Sachen. I always like to say over the Sassemis, it's such a Gewaltige Sach. Sassemis says that the reason why Tittus is in this week's Parsha, besides the play on words that it says Leisasuru, Rashi says it's Losur Asa'aretz the Meraglim, but it's much more than a play on words. Sassemis says that the Meraglim suffered from the same thing. They came to Eretz Yisrael, they saw the Levayis, other people dying. So what did they say? Everyone's dying over here. Terrible place to go. They only saw the Chitzenius, they didn't see the Pnimius. The whole Metzias of the Meraglim was they weren't able to look behind and see what was going on. They weren't able to look behind the Chitzenius. They saw a whole bunch of events, big events happening, massive events happening. You come to a country and everywhere you go is Levayis. He tells before, imagine if you come to Eretz Yisrael on a visit and everywhere they have these blue trucks running around. Yeah. Chavadisha Sfaradim, Chasidim, Rosh Hashanah, Prushim, Bavlim, Marovim. Every blue trucks running around. The ones that park near the Shiva take my parking permit. Yeah. And all over there's a vias. So Chitzenius Dika look says, must be the plague here. A little bit of a look behind to see the Kisya cover behind it. You see HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the Bria. You see HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world. So you say to yourself, there's nobody. And the same thing. I mean, if you're looking at the same thing, and there's a Chitzenius to it, and there's a Pnimius to it. The same exact thing. The Chitzenius is one thing. The Meraglim, 40 years in the Midbar, Korban Beis HaMikdash. And the Pnimius is Eretz Yisrael, Geula, Olam Haba, Tikkun. In the same thing itself. A person can live his whole life and see only the Chitzenius. A person can see events that happen in the world, in himself, in his family, and he can see only the Chitzenius. He can only see this cause that and that cause that. And a person can live his entire life in an oven of Schartem. Schartem means you're attached. Zechira means I don't forget, I never disattach myself. A person can live his life attached, a person can live his life disattached. And the effort that's needed to look inside is very little. A klein mitzvah. The goyim, right before he was nifter, started to cry and he held his tzitzis in his hand, as you know, and he cried and he said, as that grace of mitzvah you can buy for so cheap, a few pennies, you buy yourself a few strings and you can attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, attach yourself to Pnimius,